BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
So here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Listen to the end and you might get yourself some Scott Mills points. Innuendo Bingo today with Clara Amfo. Who? It's the new presenter on One Extra. That's who. We wonder what was going on in Kanye's head during that interview with Zane Lowe. And Greg James plays Thursday's Real or No Real. If you're listening to this in bed, do not fall asleep. It'll be worth it if you stay to the end.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
All right?
Yeah.
Went out with Becky last night from, well, formerly of this show, of course. Anybody? Becky, remember? Becky, anyone?
So you had a lovely evening by the looks of it. You've come back with an injury and she can barely talk.
She can talk. Yeah, we had a couple of wines. It's all good. I have got an injury, though, and I've got a plaster, which you just hooed. Plasters are not hoo. They're still on.
No, but plasters in those places is a bit hoo, because it's
between my thumb and my finger. I had a slight problem when I got in and I tried to do some cooking, and I had no fear, so I just went for it and should have used a tea towel. Who?
Was Becky with you?
What, when I was doing the cooking?
See, that's a whole nother level come dine with me, you know, after a night out.
Ow. Anyway, I hope you're right this afternoon. The trays of water have been prepared. The plastic sheeting is about to come in. And we're nearly ready to do Thursday's Innuendo Bingo. Today, we've got the new presenter from BBC Radio 1 Extra. Hi, love. She's waving. Clara Amfo.
Hey.
She's good.
God, she's giving me evils.
Really good. And she has got fighting talk on Twitter. Someone says, I hope she's wearing old clothes. That Stark is a spitter. That's Nihal, actually, said that.
Is it?
Hi, Nihal. And she says that she's going to come out the drier one. She's going to go for you today.
Yeah?
No holding back. Sometimes newbies, they don't go for it, but I know that Clara will.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Please welcome the newest presenter on One Extra. It's Clara Amfo. Hey, love.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, sir?
Really good. Your first time on Radio 1?
It is.
Excited, scared, nervous?
I am excited because I know I'm going to win, so...
She's very confident.
I'm enjoying this. I love that you're confident about it.
I'm feeling great and ready.
Are you going to soak him today?
Absolutely. You're going to need three new pairs of Y-fronts, Chris.
Really?
Yes.
I'm not wearing Y-fronts.
Oh, I thought you
were... Briefs.
Briefs, sorry.
Why? What makes you so confident about this, though? Because I do this twice a week.
I have no fear. Yes. I was brought up with four boys. I'm not afraid.
You're not going to get near me and you think I'm going to spray... Right before you can do anything.
Yeah.
You haven't got a chance to spit water on me.
No, I'm going to knock you off your chair.
Yeah. we'll see about that.
I'm enjoying this. Okay, so how was your first weekend of shows?
It was a lot of fun. It was really, really cool. I enjoyed it a lot.
Loving it on One Extra?
Yeah, man, I'm loving it on One Extra.
And what time can people... hear that?
Well, now that
show.
You ask, yes. You can hear me every Saturday and Sunday from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
Better that place have it with your social life?
Yeah, it's all right. It's all good. It's a pleasure.
Where was that party we were at when I was talking loudly in your ear?
It was Dynamo's Magician Impossible Party.
That's it!
That was a lot of fun.
That was good fun.
It was.
Okay, so if you want to watch us now, we're on the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Very shiny head today. Sorry about that, everyone. We're about to play then. Innuendo Bingo. Let's do this!
Right. Cheers, mate. Cheers. Cheers, Chris Stark.
It's going to be a good one today. I can feel it. If you've not watched before, make it your first time now on the Radio 1 website. Even on your phone, you can watch. Okay. Mm. We begin with Channel 4's Come Dine With Me. Got a lot of water there?
Mm-hmm.
Ready? She's so excited. Bless her. No hands. Come dine with me. And this contestant knows what he likes and isn't afraid to say it either.
I think you've done very, very well with the sauce, but I'm finding it
a bit dry.
She produced a dry bird, and I like my birds moist.
Straight in the hair.
Thanks.
You okay there, Clara?
I'm great. We're just getting started.
See, what you did there, which is a rookie error, is that you actually bent down to actually go in the bin, at which point Chris exploded all over you.
All over me.
So come dine with me there to start today's Innuendo Bingo.
And I like my birds moist.
Okay. Ben in Nottingham. Ben in Nottingham spotted that one.
Okay, right.
More water, please. Now over to Chris Evans, who's getting his eyes lasered today. Just saw it on Twitter. Chris Evans on the Radio 2 Breakfast Show. And an unexpected opening question for the Archbishop of York. Right.
Okay.
Here's a little tip. You're heading far too much for the bin. Get me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Chris Evans and the Archbishop of York.
Dr. John Centimus on the line. Good morning, Dr. John.
Good morning, my friend Chris.
How are
How
you?
How are you?
I'm very
I'm
well.
All right.
Have you come across Usain before?
Yes! That's the one!
All right.
Sarah in Marsham emailed that one in.
Have you come across Usain before?
And give yourself some points for that. 250.
Right.
If we use your clip, send them in on email to me. Right. Right, you're in the game now, Ampho.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here we go.
Our favourite clip from Tuesday now. And Adam Hills, the new presenter of 15 to 1. Ooh. Seems to have been inspired by the work of Mr. Dale Winton.
Which large rodent with the scientific name Castor fiber was reintroduced this century to areas of Scotland?
Well, I don't even know if a wild boar's a rodent or not, but that's what I'm going for. No, I didn't think it was.
I was looking for beaver.
Oh, my God. That was so explosive, Clara actually did almost fall off her chair.
Oh, goodness me.
Oh, wow.
It's like a sonic boom, that was.
Certainly
right.
was. Yeah. Clara is class, yeah. says Alex, watching the University of Nottingham Halls on
Hi,
his phone.
Alex.
Hi, Alex. Bex in Southampton's listening as well. Liam from Lincoln saying, this is brilliant. I always take my toilet break around bingo. Thanks for the information. David from Teesside.
Lovely.
Okay. Water, please.
I was looking for beaver.
And... no hands. It's got to come out. It's going to come out. Over to the weekend's match of the day now. And this eagle-eyed commentator has spotted something the casual viewer may have missed.
Swansea City take their second win of the Premier League season. And Ian Holloway, he has a huge job on.
That was supposed to go on
That's
you.
That's a good one.
Oh. Okay.
It's a good one for Match of the Day.
He thank has you. A huge job on.
Thank you to a man. Thank you to Adam for that one. Okay, BBC okay. London's Jo Good now. She's always on. Loves it. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
And Jo Good really will talk about any aspect of her private life on air. She's not afraid.
Oh my goodness. I mean, it's amazing. I remember I've talked about this on air actually, when I had hair in my U-bend.
So. I wish you avoid.
What?
The sort of. The same area.
She when I had hair in my U-bend.
Sorry to hear that, Joe. Dan emailed me that one. Thank you, Dan. Okay. Loads of water, please. You can just sit back, Clara, and let it all flood out all over him. A classic from Radio 4 now. And fond memories here on a programme called More or Less.
He came into the studio with his juggling balls, which he introduced to us as George, Oliver, Penelope, Yolinda, Greg and William. Well, do you not name your balls? I have names for mine.
This is brilliant.
Let me just rearrange my ponytail.
It's like an initiation, this Thank almost,
you.
Isn't it?
It yeah. sure
Do you not
is.
Name your balls?
Yep.
I name mine. Okay. This is a perfect accompaniment for my lunch, says Ellen at school in Guernsey. I can't focus on my geography. Clara is awesome, says Josh in Leeds. I know, she's really going for it. Okay. Oh, your makeup's gone. Yeah. Okay. Now to one of this week's 15-minute meals now. And Jamie Oliver lets us all know his preferences.
These are beautiful. I call these royal bream, OK? Scaled, gutted. They're great value. I'm just going to take the heads off, not because I'm squeamish, because I don't mind a bit of head.
Kelly and Gavin watch watching that one.
Oh, gee.
Jamie Oliver's always on at the moment.
Don't mind a bit of head.
Okay.
Oh. Wow.
Everyone all right?
Yeah.
You weren't wrong about me needing extra underwear.
No.
My goodness.
No.
Wow.
Okay, so there's more to come. Let us know if you're watching on the Radio 1 website. Over to Inside Out now, in the West. And a surprisingly vivid description of a historical artefact.
Oh, now, there's the name. Now, is that the guy who we think stole it?
Yes. He may have been a fellow pilgrim. He is being definitely fingered.
Oh. That was a good shot.
Ellen in Wiltshire and John in Gloucester were watching that. Chris looks very uncomfortable. The most uncomfortable he's looked for a while.
Oh, wow.
You're doing well, Clara.
Very tactical.
Thanks.
Okay.
I've got my method.
Right. Back to Tuesday now. And Felipe Senderos was on ESPN giving us some exclusive gossip on Joey Barton.
No, I think with Joey Barton, you know that you know what to expect. You know, he's going to come strong in the tackle and he's going to come in your face.
Oh, it's Are you having a lovely time, Clara?
I'm having a great time.
I thought you would.
Oh, my word.
Now. Okay, I'm right.
Oh, my God.
I'm a little bit concerned about this one. Not quite sure how it's going to go. This is from Radio 4, where it's nearly 8 o'clock. Right, Chris. He knows what's coming. All right, try and hold your waters through this. I don't think it's possible.
You're listening to Today on Radio 4 with James Naughtie in Edinburgh and Evan Davis in London.
Sorry.
Why are the pips getting you?
Every time.
Okay.
All right. I'll just ignore that bit.
Just ignore the pips. Just some pips on Radio 4.
You're listening to Today on Radio 4 with James Naughtie in Edinburgh and Evan Davis in London. It's 8 o'clock. Cock.
Oh. Incredible.
Well, Evan Davis there.
It's 8 o'clock. Clock.
Over to Radio 2 and the early breakfast show now.
Oh, thank you.
Ready? Vanessa Feltz on Radio 2's early show, and she seems to have been taken advantage. Have been taken advantage of being at work before any of the bosses arrive. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Golden, it's 6 minutes past six, and a glorious moment for me. Mr. Dedicote came in to say hello. You know I love Alan Dedicote, and I don't get to see enough of him, and I've just seen him and had a bit of a cuddle and shown him just a little bit of my cha-cha-cha.
Wow.
Oh. And I'm sure the voice of the balls would have been thrilled with that.
And shown him just a little bit of my cha-cha-cha.
Thank you to Steve in Maryport for that.
That's one of my favourites.
That was a good one.
Very good.
And finally, on today's Innuendo Bingo, we're going back to the Today programme. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Back to the Today Show and Evan Davis.
It's 8 o'clock. Clock.
Evan Davis.
It's 8 o'clock.
Sorry. Anyway, this particular interview from the Today programme was between Evan Davis and a computer games expert. Ready?
Go. Ready.
Waters.
I interviewed a 65-year-old who plays in the same World of Warcraft guild as her 40-year-old son. And it's a great way for them to stay in touch without having to have a kind of phone call at an appointed time.
But I came too early.
That was Thursday's Innuendo Bingo. Incredible scenes.
And shown him just a little bit of my cha-cha-cha.
Thank you, Vanessa. Thank you, Clara Amfo. 7 a.m. Saturday morning, one extra. You played well, girl.
Thank you very much.
You are absolutely soaked. It's what I like to see.
Right,
thank
girl.
You, Clara.
Thank
Listen
you.
Sunday morning, 7 o'clock for her new show on BBC Radio 1 Extra.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Spills on Radio 1. I'm so sorry about that last incident with me, Chris, there.
I had to sort of wet my finger and...
Thanks, Mum.
..back off of Mum's.
Wet your finger and you can't just leave it there.
not a particularly proud mum at that. What do you mean? No, and sort of took the food off your face.
Thank you very much. Thank you for finishing that. That sounded really weird. It's Greg James on the Reels or No Reels at 3:40 this afternoon.
You've got to stop that.
What, the S thing?
Yeah, because I've started doing it in the pub and that, it's just, it's annoying.
Yeah. What did you have in the pub? All the ciders? The wines? It's,
yeah, that kind of thing.
It is getting annoying. I'm even annoying myself, which happens on a fairly regular basis.
It's when you're with your mates and you're going, shall we get the foods in?
Let's get all the foods. Do you ever annoy yourself?
What do you mean?
Do you ever get really annoyed with yourself? I get it all the time.
I really annoy myself. You know when you can't get a song out of your head and you start singing it over and over again? A bit like, why do they only call me George Gattai? And then that annoys myself.
Why do we even sing that? Oh, because the bloke from Star Trek retweeted an innuendo bingo. Which one did he retweet?
The Neville Longbottom one, and he's got like millions of Twitter followers. And
thanks to George Takei. Why do you only call me George Takei? Thank you to him for retweeting innuendo bingo. Can you tell it's nearly Friday? This is Mills. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. I've got something very exciting to tell you, but I can't tell you at the moment.
You can't, but you're one of those that's happy to say that, though. And that really that is annoying.
That is annoying. I would be annoyed with me.
The worst is when you see on Twitter.
What?
You see just got some really exciting, can't tell you though. Well, don't tweet it.
I do it a lot.
Don't tweet that you know. Don't also, let us know when you want people. What kind of tweet is that? I know something. That's basically what it's saying. Like, and do you know what? I'm going to tweet that right now.
Go on then.
Just I know something.
I know something.
I'm not telling you, though.
I think I'll be in a position to tell you tomorrow, but it's very exciting. And it's one of those things that you'll hear about it and go, yeah, Scott Mills is definitely, definitely the right person for that. I can't wait. Right, I'm going to play Kanye West now and that bonkers song, Bound 2. Have you heard the interview yet? Have you seen it?
What I'm saying is T-shirts.
That's the highlight. Oh, and also...
We love Versace. Versace, 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 Versace. We love Versace.
And while you're at it...
If you're a Kanye West fan, you're not a fan of me, you're a fan of yourself.
Yeah. Part 4 of the interview goes up tonight on the radio on YouTube with Zayn and Kanye West. This is my favourite bit of last night's.
Do you know how many times I sat with people and said, hey, I want to make a store? And they said, how could you make a store? Blah, blah, blah. It's in my code. It's in my code. Have y'all ever seen Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah.
You remember how... That girl in there, the people that was racing,
they were,
yeah, she was the glitch.
Yeah.
You telling me people don't look at Kanye West like the glitch right now? And she was on the side of the video game the whole time. It's in my code. It's in my code.
Sure.
I love that, you know, Kanye West and Zayn Noah are talking about
Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph. And they both know.
No one was expecting that to come up in a Kanye West interview. Hey, Zayn, have you seen Wreck-It Ralph? And straight away, yeah?
Yeah, man.
I have, yeah.
You know, sometimes when you don't really know what you're saying, it's all just coming out of your mouth. Like in a job interview, when you're kind of blagging it, you've got a little voice inside your head saying, what are you talking about?
Mm.
We imagine the voice inside Kanye West's head is the actual voice of the PR4L, the posh Radio 4 lady.
Oi, oi, Savaloy.
That's the voice that's going on. And here's what she's saying.
Okay, Kanye, this is going well. Let's go on a rant about shopping.
Do you know how many times I sat with people and said, hey, I want to make a store? And they said, how could you make a store? Blah, blah, blah.
Keep calm, Kanye.
It's in my code.
Okay, blank look on his face. Give it another go.
It's in my code. Have y'all ever seen Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah.
Wow, Kanye, where did that come from?
You remember how that girl in there, the people that was racing,
the glitch.
They were...
How does he know that?
Yeah, she was the glitch.
Yeah.
Where am I going with this?
You telling me people don't look at Kanye West like the glitch? Right now.
Have I just suggested I look like a small animated girl?
And she was on the side of the video game.
Yeah, that is a bit weird.
The whole time.
Do the code thing again. I think he gets it.
It's in my code.
Tell him again.
It's in my code.
That's exactly what's going on in his head. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Do you know what we need to do? We need to, like, work out what Zayn must have been thinking in his head.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We need a voice for him.
What the?
It's in my code.
Okay, coming up, Armin van Buuren, Jesse J, Birdie, My Chemical Romance, all in the next half hour. That went well. My Chemical Romance.
At least you haven't got food in your face anymore.
That's right. Shut up.
Listen, I'm one of those friends that tells you everyone else here was just going to ignore it and let you pretend that it was...
Just a little bit of chorizo on the face, that's all it is.
Oh.
You didn't have to wet your finger and wipe it off. You're not my mum. You just went, I mean, and also, on Twitter, you made it sound like that's one of your jobs. You have to do that every day.
You get food on the face. You don't actually use your own hands. You call for someone.
It's that level now. I just press my alarm.
What are you saying?
The Scott Mills Daily. You know that exciting thing I was going to tell you about tomorrow? I can't. I'm not allowed to talk.
Oh, it gets worse. It actually gets worse.
Oh, I'll tell you Monday.
Such a tease.
I'm such a tease. I even do it in the pub. And I'll tell you more after this and then go to the loo. It's quite annoying. The Scott Mills Daily. Hey, Greg James.
Good afternoon. I'm ready for this today.
Are you?
I'm serious. I've got serious
Why
voice on.
Why do you
on.
Sound so sincere? Good afternoon.
I've got serious game voice on. I'm ready because last week I was so bad.
You were awful. Mm.
Clara Amfo was the same earlier. She's the new presenter on One Extra.
Was she not very good?
No, she was good, but she was the same. She was very confident, very determined.
Oh, I see.
Very much game face on. I hope you're enjoying talking, because tomorrow that won't be happening.
You know what? I've woken up today with a bit of a cold, sore throat, so that's all right.
It's all right, isn't it?
I'm okay.
It is the beginning of the end. You do know that, though, don't you?
This is it. A glimpse into the future.
The listeners like it. We're off.
So, yeah. Should we start our own little radio station in my house?
Shall we? Greg and Scott FM.
You're going to be busy tweeting, though, of course.
Yeah, we'll be here tweeting. Yeah, tweeting away. So playing all your favourite songs.
Work up those fingers.
I've actually got a friend of mine to tweet for me on my behalf. I'm going home.
No, you're not.
I am going to Brighton for the day. Just going to sit on the beach.
Are you actually?
Maybe.
Are you?
Well, no one will know.
I'm just going to do 12 hours of dancing. Seriously, by the end of it, I'm going to be amazing.
Are you coming in tomorrow,
right,
Chris?
Seriously.
Yeah, of course.
If you're not coming in,
but you're tweeting as well. How does anyone know it's you? To get someone else to do it. On Twitter, you can set it so it sends at a special time.
Right.
I might just do that.
Can I come to Brighton?
You can do that. You can get a thing on your phone where you can go, 4:10, I'll be playing, I don't know, Rihanna or something. So I'll just type them all out tonight. Hit play at 4:00. See ya. See ya Monday.
Okay. It's like a...
Can I come to Brighton then?
It's like a meeting.
Yeah, let's all go.
Okay. No. Is that off? Okay, that's me told then. Maybe I will turn up. I don't want to come back and find my things in a bin bag.
Showbot will just be doing all the shows.
That's right. It's time for Real or No Real on Radio 1 with Greg.
Veteran Chris... rockers.
Oh, yes.
So I was going to say, Chris Smith is the only voice you'll hear tomorrow.
Yeah, on the news.
Veteran rockers Aerosmith have made more money from their edition of the computer game Guitar Hero than they have from any of their albums.
I can believe that.
Mm.
You know Aerosmith. Yes. There was a time when, a long time ago, me and this bloke called Chappers were on in the afternoon, and we did the show once from the Brit Awards, and he actually fancied Steven Tyler and admitted to it. He's a very attractive man. I think he thought he thought it was a woman at first.
Right, so.
But then realised it was the bloke off Aerosmith.
Yeah.
But strangely attracted to him. But
they did have some hits, though.
Yeah. Does Guitar Hero earn more for Aerosmith than their albums?
Absolutely. I think that's got to be real.
Do you know about
video games? Okay, I'm going to bore you with a video game fact.
Go on then.
GTA 5. You know, GTA 5 is like the only game I like to play. That costs $260 million to make.
What?
More expensive than most films. And made $1 billion in its first weekend. A billion.
Mm. A billion. Billion?
Yeah. Ridiculous. I think it's real. Based on that, games make
make a fortune.
I've got to agree. I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on.
So much more money is made.
I've got a better poker face because you just copied my answer then.
Yeah.
No. I had a choice of two. I said real.
Thanks for explaining the game.
Thanks for the rules there. Now, this one is about the band who were in the live lounge yesterday.
There is a fourth Haim sister who is not part of the band, having decided to stay at home in California and become a programmer at Microsoft.
I heard there was a brother. Three sisters and a brother.
It's not the cause.
They are the cause. They're the new cause, let's be honest. They are.
Greeny wants to be in Haim, so maybe he could be Jim.
Yeah.
He could be Jim Core.
I think the cause are a bit who.
They were very successful at that time.
They were huge.
Yeah. They've got all the monies.
If Haim could sell as many albums as The Corrs, they'd be happy.
They'd be loving to be.
But in all seriousness, I do think there's a brother. There's a silent brother.
In Haim?
In Haim.
They've locked
him
up.
Who told you this?
They've locked him up, put him in the basement.
Yes.
That's what they should have done with Jim.
I think other Chris who... I think the other Chris who works in the show...
That's how they disbanded, they did. Jim's still there.
Hello. Oh. Let me out.
The other Chris who works on the show went to go see them live, and I think I seem to remember he said there was a silent brother.
What's he on, the drums?
Drums or something, yeah.
I love that.
Well, he's mute.
No, as in he's not in the picture. You know, it's like Haim...
Haim and brother.
Haim on the poster, brother in the live concert.
But what about the fourth?
Haim in the poster, brother in the basement.
What about the fourth Haim sister? She's a programmer at Microsoft in California.
I don't know about that. I'm going to say no real.
I wouldn't say that, but I don't want to look like I'm copying, so I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Yes.
Nice idea, though.
And next.
Despite being an international superstar DJ and travelling around by private jet, DJ Fresh doesn't have a suitcase and carries his belongings onto flights in a bin bag.
Definitely. He's been on Radio 1 quite a lot. He's been on my show a couple of times.
Yeah.
After meeting him and getting to know him, definitely he's a bin bag traveller.
I like a carrier bag when I go on a plane.
Really, like a Sainsbury's carrier bag?
Yeah, I'm just simple like that.
You're like Angelos Epithemu.
I am a bit, yes. I am, like, you'll always see me with a carrier bag. A lot.
On Monday, it'll be your belongings from Radio 1.
Yes, it will.
With all of us. We'll all have bin bags being marched out of here. Yeah, the Director General goes out.
I don't keep much here, just in case it ever happens. Never have at any radio station.
Oh.
Do you know, like, there's a secret...
It'll take me about a minute to clear my things and go.
There's a secret slide here, you know, like in the Home Alone 2 house where he escaped.
Well, I like the Graham Norton chair. Yeah.
Yeah, you just go in a slide and they just push you out of there, straight into a skip, and you're taken off to Heart.
There's a DJ Fresh.
I've been there once, and again.
DJ Fresh is, I can't see, because he's got all the monies, that he would, he'd have an expensive bag on the plane. Real.
No real. No, I mean, no, I mean, it's real. I think it's real.
You're both saying real.
I'm saying no real.
Oh, dear.
That one's real.
Yes.
Oh, Knew it.
He travels by bag, like, bin bags.
Bin bags. He was caught with his bin bag in a picture on Twitter recently.
Was he?
Yeah. And next.
Jason Derulo is a speed reader, and while on the road, gets through 5 to 6 books a week.
Wow.
I don't know about this. I spent quite a lot of time with him last week, Jason. Here comes the plug, because he was on that BBC Three show I was on last night.
Oh, is that the one where you're staying in with Russell Kane on BBC Three?
Yeah, and he was in our attic. I spent a lot of time with Jason last week, but he didn't come across as a reader.
Right. Well, this
he came
one,
across as a bit of a perv, in a nice way.
This one was real, remember, from a while back.
Like Charles Dickens and Margaret Thatcher before him, Jason Derulo survives on just 4 hours sleep.
That was real.
That is real, though. Yeah, that is true. And he goes to the gym at 4 a.m. Do you know this?
He's one of those.
I've seen them when I go to LA. Like, you come back from a night out and there's people, you can see them up in the gym at like 3 a.m.
All
what
the
are
joggers,
you doing with your life?
Early morning and joggers.
He doesn't like grapefruits because his mum used to have a grapefruit tree and she used to make everything grapefruit for him. So he hates them.
This is the kind of stuff you won't be hearing tomorrow on Radio 1.
Good. Everyone, there was a collective good.
So Jason Derulo and books.
Yeah. Is he a speed reader?
No, that's no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Yes. Shocker for you,
Chris.
Oh, my
God,
Chris.
40.
Shocker.
Fortune's reversed.
Back in
full
the game.
Full house for you, Greg Lahr. Yeah.
Full house for Greg.
Don't
and
hit the
for
player.
You, Chris. For you, Chris.
I only got 10.
Oh. Awful. Am I going?
You can say something else.
Oh, Jake
you had your hand up.
Jake Gyllenhaal's on the show today.
Yes.
Big. After 5.
Cool. And then we're all going down the slide to magic.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good way to say goodbye.
T-shirts. Obviously, we're not talking tomorrow on Radio 1. It's all about the music. So you can tweet us at BBCR1 with T-shirts. If you do, 50 Scott Mills points to prove you listen to all of this podcast. T-shirts. Tweet it tomorrow. BBC Radio 1.